You're listening to SBS News.
The United Kingdom is recording its first death as a result of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. It comes amidst increased hospital admissions, with Omicron now representing 44% of the coronavirus cases in London and 20% in England overall. Prime Minister Boris Johnson told the BBC the public needs to respond accordingly and get boosted now.
We can see Omicron spiking now in London and some other parts of the country. Here in the capital, it probably represents about 40% of the cases. By tomorrow, it'll be the majority of the cases, and it's increasing the whole time. And sadly, yes, Omicron is producing hospitalizations, and sadly at least one patient has now been confirmed to have died with Omicron.
The UK is ramping up its vaccination booster rollout with the aim to get the eligible population a third dose by the end of the year. The country's health secretary, Sajid Javid, says England is returning to its highest level of emergency preparedness.
Two jabs are not enough to prevent symptomatic infection from Omicron, but a third dose, a booster dose, provides strong protection, with analysis by the UK Health Security Agency showing a third dose is 70% effective at preventing symptomatic infection, and we expect the booster to take effect more quickly than the second dose.
Meanwhile, in the United States, the state of New York is introducing a mask mandate for shops and other indoor spaces as a response to a surge in COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations. The rules will remain in place until at least January the 15th and will require businesses to ensure patrons can provide proof of vaccination or that all customers aged 2 years and older wear a mask. Those who do not comply could be at risk of receiving a maximum fine of $1,000. Judy Wilson is a New Yorker and says she agrees with the new restrictions.
Personally, I don't want to take a chance. I just was in there now and I saw somebody without a mask. But it's not up to me to say anything about that. It's just that I really think that people should wear them, because otherwise, how are we going to get rid of this COVID?
Further north, Canadian officials are expressing concerns the country could soon see a spike in coronavirus infections following community spread of the Omicron variant. The nation's chief public health officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, has revealed in her annual report that Canada was not prepared for the pandemic, saying it served as a wake-up call to improve data collection, funding and public health recruitment. Dr. Tam told Global News they expect case numbers to rise.
So what we're seeing in Ontario, I expect to be seen in other areas of the country, as has been seen in Europe and other areas of the world. But for sure, we are seeing community transmission, possibly in its early stages, but this can rapidly escalate in the days to come.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau echoed the sentiments, telling a media conference Canada needs to get vaccinated and abide by the health advice.
As we look at Christmas and the holidays coming, people need to be listening to public health advice and making decisions that minimize their risks. I think we've all learned an awful lot about how to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe, and I know Canadians are going to be thoughtful about everything we can do to keep the numbers down, because nobody wants to have another winter in which our hospitals and our frontline health workers are getting close to overwhelmed.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.